Keshkoch. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start doing some Rosh Hashanah Shailas. This Shaila happens to be an amazing question. There was a person, it says in the Tshuva his name is Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon Levi, whatever. So there was a person named Yehuda who owned a suit factory, and one day he was getting a shipment of suits. And what happened was is that he realized that he didn't have enough people on staff to help with the suits, and he asked his friend Reuven, if you could come down here, you know, if you help me with the suits, I'll give you a suit worth 1,000 shekels. I said, no problem, I'll come help you. And that's what happened. He finished, and he gave him a suit of his choosing for 1,000 shekels, no problem. The next week, a couple weeks later, Baruch Hashem was up before Yontif, everyone's going to get suits, then happened again, and he needed another someone's help to be able to help him unload the suits and stuff like that. And he saw his friend Shimon there, and he said, Shimon, if you come here, I'll just help me unload the suits, and then I'll give you an 1,000 shekel suit like I gave Reuven before. Lo and behold, they're done. What happens? Instead of giving him one suit, he gives him two suits worth 500 shekel each. So at the beginning, Shimon's like very happy. You know, before he gave Reuven only one suit. Now he's giving me two suits. Very happy. So now and then he realized. He went to go ask Reuven, how much was your suit worth? He said 1,000 shekels. And he said, what about you? He said, oh, Yehuda, the guy who owns the suit factory, gave me two 500 shekel suits. He's very upset now. He's telling Yehuda, I want the more expensive suit. I don't care about the quantity. I care about the quality. I care about the more expensive suit. So who's right? Does he have to give him a $1,000 shekel suit because he told him that I would pay you the same way as I paid Reuven? Or is it no, because he's paying him the same money just in two different suits? What do you guys say?
It's very interesting.
It's an interesting Shiloh.
He gets to give the one.
You think he gets to give the one? Why?
Because like if you give like 1,000 things worth $1 each, it's not the same as giving something worth $1,000.
Oh, you're saying if something.
You don't really want that stuff.
You think if you told him that I'm gonna give you a certain price, that's what you want. You don't care if there's little if there are little things worth that. Okay, very good. So he basically brings down a proof from the Sefer Bereishis. Gemara Megillah brings down a Tev Zayin Amud Beis. The Pasuk, the whole thing once Yosef tells his brothers who he is and stuff like that, the Pasuk says in Perek Memhein Vayigash, Pasuk Chav Beis, L'chulam nason la'ish chalifos smalos u'levin yamin nason shalosh me'os kesef chamesh chalifos smalos. So it says basically Yosef gave each brother one suit and he gives Binyamin 5 suits. So Gemara says, the tzaddik can make the same mistake. The same tzaddik made the same mistake twice. What is it referring to? Yaakov gave, right? We know Yaakov gave Yosef the famous, gave them the ketonas pasim, and that caused jealousy. So Yosef is doing this. So the Gemara says that really Yosef was hinting to the five of garments that Mordechai ben Yamin's descendant was once going to wear, and it's going to be okay. But it's still the question: How could Yosef do this if he saw that maybe it would lead to jealousy again? So the Netziv brings down in the sefer called the Menorah Mehasada. And I also saw he quotes Rav Zilberstein quotes the Maariv Chayes and the Gros bring the same idea. He said that the 5 suits that Binyamin got equaled the 1 suit that each of the brothers got. The 5 suits that Binyamin got from Yosef, each one of those suits were lesser value, but they equaled the 1 suit. And how does he prove that? He says if you look in the pasuk in Perek Mamhei Chav Beis. If you look at the word chalifos referring to the brothers, the pasuk uses the vav, an extra vav, but the word by Binyamin it leaves out the vav to show you that the Binyamin got the lesser quality suits, and the other brothers got the higher quality suits. So now you want to say maybe let's try to bring that Gemara back here, just like Binyamin got 5 suits that totaled one of the brother suits. Maybe that this should be okay. So Rav Zilberstein said no, don't compare that. Why? Because there, Yosef he had no chiyuv or obligation to give him a suit, right? However, when here by the suitcase, the guy said he's an employer, he has employees. He said I'm going to pay you like I paid Reuven. Therefore, he's obligated. It doesn't matter whether the 2 suits would add up to 1,000 shekel. He's obligated to give him that what he said. And Meretz Hashem, we should be zochet to be emesig of people in our lives, just like Rav Zilberstein concludes. He says once we say what we have to do, we have to come through now, especially in the days before Rosh Hashanah. Have a great day.